Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Anyone on the line as of yet? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. We worship the Lord on this. Praise the Lord this morning. This morning. Amen. We are praising God. All of His goodness and His mercy that He has shown toward us. God, He is rich in mercy. Amen. And we thank God for the mercy of God that we're here today. No goodness of our own, but by the grace and the goodness of God that we are all here. We have not been consumed by the enemy. Thank God for His mercy. We thank God for all of you that are chiming in. Amen. For this Thursday, 12 noon prayer. Amen. A moment to minister's power. Amen. And anointing. We thank God for what God is doing in the land. In the midst of what's going on in the land, God is still moving. God is still blessing. God is still healing the sick and raising the dead. God is still about His business, working things out in our lives. We thank God. I'm just so happy today to come on the line and let you know that the devil is still a liar. Amen. The devil is still a liar. He has no victory here. We have victory, amen, on this line today. And those that are coming on, God will give you the victory. Amen. As Paul said, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have the victory over the devil. We just praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking, trying to think of a song. Amen. Praise God. 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 God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Steal away.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Have so long to stay here. Oh, steal away.
Steal away. Steal away.
Steal away.
Hey.
Oh, oh, oh.
Haven't got long
to stay
here.
Steal away.
Steal away. Oh, my Lord. Steal away.
Steal away. Go ahead.
We haven't got long.
Haven't got long.
Stay.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We are stealing away. We thank God. Amen. For all of you that are chiming in. It sounds like I hear the voice of Prophet Smith. Amen.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God for all the ones that are coming in. Amen. I don't know about you. As the songwriter said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I come to magnify him. He's worthy of all the praise. Amen. Mm. There are some that have been on a 21-day consecration.
Now, yes.
I know when they come off the 21 consecration, amen, we're going to do more for the Lord. We'll be able to trample over the enemy. Amen. Mm. And work more for the kingdom of God. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first, amen, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. And we're just so glad, amen, to be chiming in, coming on the prayer line today. Amen. I got Jesus on my mind. Amen. Thank God even for the few of the prayer requests. Amen. I want you to know that usually when God has a great blessing for you, sometimes you're going to go through great trials and tribulations. And he left us this comfort is many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But he will deliver them out of them all. And I believe in God. Amen. To bring us up and out. Up and out. Amen.
Yes.
And deliver us and bless us. Amen. And give us the abundance that he talked about. Amen. In the Old Testament. That abundance he talked about. Amen. In the New Testament. We want the blessings of the Bible. Amen. I believe there was Isaac that sold. In the same year he sold, he received a hundredfold blessing. Amen.
Yes.
So we
yes.
believe in God to give us hundredfold blessings. This year
yes.
we need some hundredfold blessings. To do
yes.
what we have to do for God, we need a hundredfold blessing. Amen. To be able to heal the sick, to spread the gospel, prophet, on the radio,
yes, sir.
On the airwaves, on television, through the mail.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We need a hundredfold blessing. Amen.
Yes.
We live to be an encouragement to God's people. We live, amen, to be, amen, as the Bible said, we are the trees of righteousness. We are the light. We are the light. We are God's light upon the earth. So we
mm-hmm.
must let our light so shine, amen,
mm-hmm.
so men will be able to glorify God because we shining so bright. People are getting healed from our light. Folks are being blessed from our light. Let your light so shine. Amen. Before God. Psalms 23, our old favorite, amen, verse in the Bible. It keep coming to my mind. And so we're going to read that, and then we're going to turn loose into prayer. This is the confidence of David. Amen. Talking about the grace of God. That's what the 23rd Psalm is about. Confidence. Confidence in his God and the grace of God. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me in beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, think about it. Forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, prophet, I want you to, you can start us off in prayer. Amen. I feel the fire radiating from you this morning. Amen. God bless you, prophet.
Oh, God.
Father, we love you. We thank you on this morning and now even this afternoon. God, we thank you as we come before the throne of grace. Now, first of all, we want to say thank you for life. Thank you for health and thank you for strength. We want to thank you for God, food upon our table. God, we want to thank you for the blood running warm in our veins. We want to thank you, God, for the shelter that's over our head. God, we want to thank you for life in itself. We want to thank you for family. We want to thank you for friends. We even want to thank you for foes. And God, now as we come to the throne of grace, for Lord, this is the month of consecration. This is the month of seeking you. This is the month of beseeching you. This is the month of searching for your will, searching for direction, and even searching for correction. Now, God, those that are upon the line, as we come in agreement, we pray even right now for the sick and the shedding everywhere. We pray, God, for those that are less fortunate than I. We are praying for those, God, that are out in the stillness of the night that need help in their mind, help in their body, help in their spirit, and help in their soul. Oh, God, we are searching out on the wings of faith on this Lord's afternoon, God. And Jesus, we're standing on your principles and we're standing on your word. Now, God, I'm going to pray, God. I'm going to just pray your word. You said in John, the 14th chapter, verse 13, you said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, God, you said on verse, God, 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, you will do it. Now, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus for healing. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus for deliverance. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus for the big provision. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that be health, wealth, and prosperity. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you would be our strong tower. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that, God, you would open doors. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ that you will be our opportunity, that you will be our guide, that you will be our guiding post, that you will be our helping hand, that you will be our staircase over trouble. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, that you would be a bridge over troubled waters, that you would be, Lord God, water in the thirsting land. I'm asking you, God, even in the midst of a weak time, that you will make us strong. I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, that you would encourage our home, that you would encourage our hearts, and to let us journey on. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, God, some of us, maybe all of us, don't have nowhere else to turn. We have no family to go to. We have no friends we can call our own. But Jesus, we're asking you today. We don't know nowhere else to go. We don't know who else to talk to. We don't know where else to pray to. We only have one God, and you're known as Abba, which you're known as Father, and we have an advocate, which is Jesus. And God today, we're calling on your name. God, today, we're calling you like we never called you before. We need help. Somebody holler, help. Help in the sanctuary. Help me, Lord. Help my mind. Help my spirit. Help my body. Help my will. Please help me. Lead me. in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, we're praying. We're praying. And they said to your word, you said, God, you said in your word, John the 15th chapter, concerning, you say, ye have chosen me. You have chosen me. In other words, God, you have chosen us. You said, but I have chosen you. You have chosen me. We didn't choose you, you chose us. And because you said that, you shall go and bring forth fruit, and the fruit should remain. God, help us. Help our fruits to remain. Help our fruits to prosper. Help our fruits to expand. In the name of Jesus, you even went further, God. You said, whatsoever. You said, whatsoever. We shall ask in your name. Now, God, because you say whatsoever, that means we're bringing our children to you. That means we're bringing our family to you. That means we're bringing our church to you. That means we're bringing our business to you. We're bringing our job to you. We're bringing our disability to you. We're bringing our low coming to you. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus, we're bringing it to you, we're bringing it to you, we're coming low, so you can bring us high, we're coming like a little child, God, we're praying, we are praying, we are praying, oh God, this is your servant Lewis, this is your servant Lewis, I need you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, stretch off your hand, put your heart in mind, Lord God. Some of us can't wait. We can't wait to February. We can't make the March. We can't wait to April, May, June, July. We can't wait to August, September, October, November. We need you now. We need a now miracle. We need a now word. We need a now rhema. We need a now logo. We need a now miracle. We need miracles by accident. We need miracle by incident. We need a bump into miracle. We need a miracle by mistake. We need a miracle by mishap. But bottom line, Jesus, we need a miracle. We need a miracle. We need a miracle. We need a miracle. The next 60 seconds, miracle. The next 1 hour, miracle. The next day, miracle. The next week, miracle. The next 2 weeks, we need a miracle in the name of Jesus. We need a miracle. We need a miracle, Lord. Lord, we're almost ready to give up. We're almost ready to throw in the towel. We almost said ain't no use praying. We almost, God said, we don't want to preach no more. We almost at a place now where we said we're not going to help no more. So now, God, if we're saying these things, you have to intervene. You have to make provision. You have to give us the encouragement. God, your servant, the prophet, Jeremiah, when he said he's not going to teach or preach no more, he said these wicked people, and your word said when he sat down, it was like a consuming fire. God, I need that fire. I need that fire. I need a consuming fire. I'm on the edge of giving up. I'm on the edge of throwing it in. I'm on the edge of letting it go. But God, God, give me the encouragement. Give everybody on the line the encouragement. Give us a strength in the knowledge. Remember Pastor Van Atkins, Bishop Atkins, God. Remember his wife. God, she need a miracle now. She need a miracle in her body. Remember my godson, Vandell Jr. Touch his body and his mind. Satan, you's a liar. I don't ask you. I command you. You take your nasty, filthy, dirty, low down hands off of God's property. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word is against you. The blood is against you. Jesus Christ is against you. God our Father is against you. In Jesus' holy name, we decree and declare, and so be it, and it is so. Oh God, hallelujah. Into the hands of Bishop Atkins. Come on, Mama Dana.
Be healed today. Be blessed today. In the name of In the name of Jesus.
Oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
International flow.
You can see yourself getting married again. Open up your mind.
Hatamakashi. Rababadi on
Shadabu. Oh, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all gonna go with that. Those preachers pray like they were losing their mind. You got to pray that you lose yourself. Lose out in the flesh. We become all spirit. We become all spirit. So God can bless us in the flesh.
Yes, Lord.
We became all spirit. So God can heal your mama. We became spirit on this line. For God to move on your body. To move in your bank. To move with your children. Move in your relationship. To move in your church. To move in your ministry. The Spirit of God became an anointed Spirit on this line. Hallelujah. So we can do exploits for our God. Thank you, Apostle Smith. Thank you, those in the south, north, east, and west. I don't know who you are right now, but I know I received something from God. So to hear and believe it's on you. I said the anointing is on you. Don't try it again. Some things you can try to do that you couldn't do. After this prayer, I dare you go and try again. Jesus touched the blind man. And he asked, how do you see? I see men at trees. And the Bible said, Jesus touched him again. He said, how do you see? I see him as they ought to be. God gave us a double portion on this line today. He gave you two prophets, two men of God on this line today to push you into your future, to push you into your new year. So go and go with God. Hallelujah. Talk your belief, talk your faith, talk your power, hallelujah, that you have through the Holy Ghost. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. He is my rock. He is my way maker. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my financial advisor in the Lord. And he won't he, hallelujah, bring you out. I love every one of you. Thank you, prophet. Hallelujah. I love every one of you. Stay in the love of God. Stay humble before God. Keep the prayer going. Wake up and pray again. Wake up and get out of bed. That prayer that's going around the clock. If you know of the prayer, hallelujah, conference line, get on there and get some prayer. During this consecration season, during this month, get all you can get because we're going to need it. Oh God, throughout this new year 2022. I love every one of you. Don't forget this Sunday at 5:30. Oh, you think we are going higher. We are just drunk. As Peter said, the devil when he came out of the upper room. They're not drunk with reckon of wine. But this is the Holy Ghost. We are drunk today. We're leaving the line drunk off the Holy Spirit. Oh God. Oh, my Father and my God, I thank you today for coming on the line. Tell amen, your neighbors, your friends, your family, even your phone, to meet us on the line on Sunday at 5:30. I love every one of you. Prophet, I love you. Thank you.
Bless you.
Every
love
man,
you.
God,
bless
the
you
God, I love you.
Bless you all.
Today, family and friends and partners, I pray special blessings upon every one of you today. Amen. Ever bless you. Prophet Smith. God ever bless you. God ever bless you. At the beginning. Hallelujah. Yes. This month, this year. Right
this,
now.
It.
Now faith is
right now.
The substance we hope for. And the evidence of things not seen. We thank God. God bless you. I love every one
bless
of you. Hallelujah.
You.
Keep the praise going on. Continue to pray, but I got to go. God bless you.
God bless you. Shalom.
God bless. Hallelujah.
God bless us all.
Okay.